BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I'm 1-0 up on bangers. Can I do it for a second day in a row? Charlie Slough's on Real or No Real. Innuendo bingo with Radio 1 legend Hugh Stevens. And what happens when your best mate replaces you with your mum?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
That's exactly the kind of thing I was listening to in that rock bar I went to last week in America, Chris. Yeah?
Was it?
Yeah, me and Jack from All Time Low. You know me, I am rock. That is Blink-182 and Bored to Death on BBC Radio 1. Bingo coming up. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello there, that's Scott.
Yeah, who's that?
It's Louise, hiya.
All right, Louise, what's going on?
I was just calling because obviously big fan of the show and love innuendo bingo. And especially love the Rick Stein clip. And
which one?
The one where he calls his friend Miguel Pujol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great
one. It's one of my favourites as well. You're talking about Miguel, aren't you?
He doesn't call his friend Miguel Pujol. That's his name. I found it, actually. Hang on.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Classic.
Who is this Miguel?
Right, so I actually was looking him up the other day, and he's like a really famous and highly regarded Spanish chef from Mallorca.
Okay.
He's the master of the ensaimada.
So he's not some mythical beast, he does exist.
No, it's a real man that makes pastries with unimaginable amounts of lard in.
What does that mean? Is that his official tagline there?
I don't know if that's on his website.
That's his gimmick,
he
is
puts
it?
All the lard on.
Oh, right.
Anyway, good to know that you're a fan of the Miguel Pujol clip. Where's this going, please?
Yeah, big fan. Well, my boyfriend is called Michael, and as in a couple, you give each other little sort of pet names. I started calling him Miguel a little while ago.
I know.
And that kind of develops into Miguel Pujol, and I call him around the house. He responds, and just I should let you know really what's happened.
Right.
So good.
So your boyfriend, whose name isn't even Miguel, isn't it's Michael.
No, it's not actually Miguel. No.
You're now calling him after the king of Majorcan lardy cake.
I am indeed. Yeah, he'll be pleased to hear this on the radio.
It makes your boyfriend sound slightly more exotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which he's not that really exotic, so it is nice to give him a little addition to that. Yeah, it's nice.
He must really spice things up for you.
Yeah, I don't think we use it in that way, but...
Oh, no, I like it. It's you turning him into a Spanish waiter. Mm. I think all Michaels in the UK should now be called Miguel.
As a sort of
brand change.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to look him up, by the way, this is how you spell Pujol.
Yeah, you want to be careful. So what's the correct spelling?
P-U-J-O-L. That's totally safe for work.
Pujol, I think it's pronounced.
Yes.
Right, okay, good to know. I'll bear that in mind.
J is an H.
Thank you.
J is an H, that's right, spell it.
I'm in Spanish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking now of all the famous Michaels that we can now rename Miguel as well. It's awesome. Miguel Carrick, do you know him?
No, who's that?
What's a famous Michael that you would know?
Bublé?
Miguel Bublé. That's a great one. Yeah. Yeah, we should. Let's stick with that.
Miguel Bublé.
I use it every day. Any Michael I come across, I will now be Miguel.
Okay, my darling. But please, can none of us forget the original Miguel?
The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
What a legend.
Oh, Scott, thank you so much. Could you give a little shout out to my Miguel Pujol? Would you mind?
Yeah, okay.
Best shout that's out weird. Ever.
Yeah. Hi, Miguel.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for calling up. It's been interesting.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. See you, Chris.
Love you, bye.
Laters.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, guess what? The Scott Mills Bridge has been repainted today.
Is it?
I'm getting quite a few
quite a few tweets about it. Hi, Hugh.
It's exciting.
You
it's
know about
exciting.
His bridge, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I haven't seen it in the flesh yet.
Oh, have you not been to the M3 Fleet Services for a while?
Not for a while.
Nope. It's the bridge connecting the gap between the two services either side.
I
it's
heard
been repainted today. Good times.
I love it. I've seen the pictures. I think it's brilliant.
It does need a lick of paint, but that said, it's probably still quite stinky. That's what people say.
It's been done now. Martin's there. It's being painted. I told the painter not to miss any. Do you know whose bridge it is? He didn't say that to the painter.
Stinky bridge. That's what they need to sort, the smell on there.
No, it's only in certain weathers where it smells a bit. So good to have you on Innuendo Bingo today, Hugh.
Oh, thanks. I've brought some Glastonbury gear before the Innuendo Bingo, if that's okay.
Are you going straight off to Glastonbury after this?
No.
Okay.
But I've brought my stuff in nice and early. So I've got my wellies, got my Mac, got an umbrella.
You can wear it all.
You know what you've done? You've got excited and you've packed early.
Yeah. That's exactly what
some
it
people
is.
Do that.
Yeah. What are you wearing, please, Chris, today? Talk us through that little outfit.
Well, Hugh said that he was wearing some Glastonbury wear for Innuendo Bingo today. So I thought I'd get festival ready, and I'm wearing a fox onesie.
Like everyone does at Glastonbury, of course.
So many foxes at Glastonbury.
Hey, your show's big at the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 4.
Yeah, I'm joining up with Alice Levine on her show. We'll bring you Glastonbury live on Saturday and on Sunday. We've got TP sessions from the 1975.
Yeah, what's a TP Lipa? Session?
What's that?
What is a TP session, if people don't know?
It's a session in a teepee.
Got you.
At Glastonbury Festival.
Got you.
In the Soaring Heat / Mud. We've got Dua Lipa, we've got Kiko Bunn playing. We'll be talking to Muse, Foles, Alessia Cara, Last Shadow Puppets, Catfish and the Bottom Men, and so many more, and bring you loads of live highlights, including highlights of Adele's huge headlining set. So if you're not going to Glastonbury this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m, myself and Alice Levine will bring it to you.
Massive. Hey, listen, it's so good about Wales, isn't it? Last night against Russia.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
What a result, eh, Chris?
Yeah, you got really excited because I happened to tune into your show and you were playing out highlights, I think it was.
No, it was Manic Street Preachers' official Wales football anthem.
Oh, was it? Yeah, because I heard a bit of it and I was like,
it's got some commentary in it. Yeah, I'm not
tuning in a bit.
I'm not going into football. Don't ask me about football.
No, because that's what I thought. I was like, that's a bit strong from you, isn't it? Going right in on the football vibes.
I wouldn't do that. But
you must be pleased, though, for Wales.
Oh, it was so exciting. It was it's incredible. People saying it's the most important game in Wales' history.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's a surprise that Wales are ahead of England in that group?
You see, you're going in too deep now, Scott. I'm just happy that we're top of the group. That's all I know. And it was an amazing goal. And Joe Allen and Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey, they did well. Yeah. But congratulations. I guess you were watching.
I was watching the England game,
So you're through as well.
Yeah.
But we're ahead of Wales.
I don't think that's got much to do with it. I think it's just, let's all just smile and
Wales
have fun.
Definitely ahead of
let's
England.
Let's all be friends, smile and have fun.
It's beautiful.
And let's all be friends and smile and have fun next when we play Innuendo Bingo. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. It's going to be happening with Hugh in his Glastonbury gear and Chris in a luminous orange fox outfit. Fox. We'll do it next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens has taken a selfie.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Innuendo Bingo. We are... we're now calling this a Glastonbury special because Hugh's on from Glastonbury all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 4 with Alice Levine.
Yes.
So are you ready for a special, Glastonbury special, Innuendo Bingo special? Let's do this.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I like it. I like the cow sound effect.
Thank you.
Cows have been moved, by the way.
What do you mean?
They're off the site now.
The cows are off?
Yeah, because they all go into hiding, don't they, when the festival's on. So that's
they don't like Adele, is that what it is?
So they have their own little mini-festival somewhere, then? Is that what goes
Even
on?
Even cows love Adele.
They listen to moos.
Yeah, moos. Oh, no, we'll get them all in now.
Oh, no. Okay, so...
Can I use a quick question before we start? Can I use my umbrella?
But how logistically are you thinking of making this work? Because if you open it up, one, that's unlucky, and then two, are you just going to put it in front of me?
I'm going to go like this.
But then that does nothing.
I don't think it's necessary here because it's not... It's above your head and the water's going to spray on your face.
All right, I'll leave it over.
So absolutely pointless there.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready, lads?
Yep.
It's going to be a good one today. Loads of good new clips as well. Remember, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We always need your Innuendo Bingo email, so thank you if you've sent these in. Okay, your waters, please, in your mouths. Firstly, we're going over to Saturday Kitchen on BBC Two, this time with Rick Stein. I'm not too familiar myself with 17th century food writers, but what? We're back. This is a motto I think that I can definitely live by.
What more can I say about a bread and butter pudding than to quote a Frenchman who in the 17th century wrote, "Ah, what an excellent thing is the English pudding. To come in pudding time is as much to say as to come in the most lucky moment in the world."
I mean, it's a good motto. I think I'm probably have to write it down, though.
To come in pudding time is as much to say as to come in the most lucky moment in the world.
Thank you, Emma, for sending that one in to us.
If I repeated that one, because it is a lovely motto,
isn't
that?
It? It's lovely,
and
beautiful,
if I repeated it, you don't want to you know, muddle things up.
No, definitely one to write down. Now for some more cooking on Sunday Brunch. It's Channel 4. Lots of water, please, here, as much as you can fit in. Thank you. Now, I've been on that show. It goes on for absolutely hours. Sometimes it's kind of easy to forget that you're on live TV. And I think that live guest Denise Van Outen has also forgotten.
Denise and Kevin are with us also. Do you like cheese, both of you?
Love cheese.
You've lucked out. We've just discovered that cheese is one of our favourite things.
Yeah, right? Absolutely love cheese.
Oh, do you have a favourite?
Well, I like a black bomber cheese, but that isn't here, which is I like a really good... I like it hard and whiffy.
Lovely.
Excellent clip there from Natasha. Thank you, Natasha. Denise Van Outen there.
I like it hard and whiffy.
What was that from?
Sunday Brunch.
Right.
Talking about cheese.
I like it hard and whiffy.
Water, please. Now we're going over to This Morning with Philip and Holly on ITV. You will need to reload your waters for this one, lads. They cover so many different subjects on that show. And as you can hear, there really is an expert for everything these days.
So that's for bigger things. Yeah. Is there a time of year when you prune?
June. June if possible.
Now.
Yeah. These guys, just to get off most of the hairy kind of fuzz on your balls.
Yeah.
You want to get as much off that as possible with these guys.
Water. So they're just like, what do you call those?
Shears. Hand shears.
Shears.
Yeah, hand shears. But these... are your
like
weapon, these are your weapon of choice. Wow. These are fab. So you get these and you can get some really good
little bits.
Yeah. So if you've got really fuzzy balls or a great big bush, you can get in there and give it a really good trim.
That's pretty wet there. That was, of course, a hedge trimming expert talking to Holly Willoughby on This Morning.
So if you've got really fuzzy balls or a great big bush, you can get in there and give it a really good trim.
Practical advice.
I've just got questions.
Who has fuzzy balls in their back
That's
garden?
What I mean. What, I mean,
I don't
what
know.
What is that?
I didn't see the episode. Now on In You Under Bingo with Hugh Stevens, we're going to Trooping the Colour on BBC One.
Right. I missed the Troop in the Colour, but it's been in my calendar, undeletable, for years. It's always in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, in your diary, on your phone?
Yeah, it's like Troop in the Colour. I thought I had nothing on this weekend, but there's Troop in the Colour.
Yeah, actually, our mind comes up with that as well.
Yeah, like Certain Battles as well.
Thanks for that. Troop in the Colour on BBC One. Now, I know people all over the country have been celebrating the Queen's 90th birthday in very different ways. But I have to say, Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs. Oof. Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs, water please.
I need a wee.
Don't do it now.
Being at a festival.
Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs has really taken the celebrating to the next level.
Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs, once again riding Lucy Glitters, who's a real old pro. She's done the last six Queen's birthday parades.
Riding Lucy Glitters there, one of the finest horses at this year's Trooping of the Colour.
Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs, once again riding Lucy Glitters, who's a real old pro. She's done the last six Queen's birthday parades.
Water, please. Mm. I'm enjoying this.
She's an old pro. The old class.
Lucy Glitters. Now, we're going to Channel 4's Gogglebox. And we're in the living room of the Michaels family. I'm so pleased the cameras were on to capture this ultimate romantic gesture.
I really appreciate it. You were
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you were really thoughtful.
I was.
And really patient.
I was.
And really kind.
I was.
Yeah, you really pulled out the stops. I was well impressed.
I did.
Yeah. 30 years I've had of you giving me pearls of wisdom. And now you've actually given me a real pearl necklace. It's so good.
Hang on, who are they? Which ones are they?
The Michaels family.
Which ones are the Michael family?
Yeah, I can't remember.
And now you've actually given me a real pearl necklace. It's so, good.
I love Gogglebox. I recognise them.
Yeah, you'd recognise them, wouldn't you? I'm sure I'd recognise them if I saw him.
Probably,
just,
yeah.
I don't know who the Michaels are.
Water, please.
Yeah. Miguel's.
Thank you to Emma for sending that one in, by the way. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got any innuendo bingo clips, we can't make this without you. Next, it's our very own Hugh Stevens on BBC Radio 1, talking about Pete Tong's show. Now, as you know, Hugh, Pete is so respected in the world of dance music.
Hang on, yeah. What's this? Yeah.
Yeah? Water, please.
Oh, God, right. Okay. This was totally unintentional because I don't know what this is about.
It's Pete Tong. And the world's biggest dance acts. They will talk to Pete Tong about absolutely anything. It's very relaxed.
Tonight, if you're a huge Daft Punk fan, make sure you're listening to Pete Tong. He's on from 9 o'clock on Radio 1 every Friday. Part 2 of the big Daft Punk interview. And tonight, they're talking about their helmets.
That's right. That would have happened. That would have happened.
Yeah.
That's a while ago, that one.
Yeah, I'm absolutely about to listen.
And tonight they're talking about their helmets.
Now we're going over to This Farming Life on BBC Two. Water, please. More of the Glastonbury theme here. Remember, the cows have been moved. Martin is here preparing for the big show. But I'll tell you, with an attitude like this, he won't be winning anything.
What we've got here is just young stocks. We're never really going to win a championship or anything because they're young. If we're in the top half of our class, we'll be happy with that.
Unlike John, Martin doesn't have high expectations for his bulls.
He needs to change his attitude.
Unlike John, Martin doesn't have high expectations for his bulls.
And your final one today on Hugh Stevens' Innuendo Bingo. It's BBC Radio 2 with Jeremy Vine. Got your waters there? Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by today's talking topic on Jeremy's show.
Alan Brunigius, I think probably. Hornchurch, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's your crack?
It's big.
Right.
What a question. The first question you asked the callers.
How's your crack?
It's big.
Right.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo. And what a fantastic load of new clips. Thank you, Hugh.
Thank
he's
you
talking. Hang on.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Well played, Hugh.
Remember, 1 till 4, Saturday and Sunday, Alice Levine and Hugh Stevens from Glastonbury. Thank you, Hugh.
Glad I brought my welly.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Breaking, the Queen's just done her second ever tweet.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
What's she saying?
She's thanked people for the lovely messages for her 90th birthday.
Yes, Queen.
Any hashtags?
No.
No.
I am most grateful for the many digital messages of goodwill I've received and would like to thank you all for your kindness, Elizabeth R.
Hashtag raining.
Hashtag raining. It's not that.
No.
It just says Elizabeth R. What's the R for?
We actually know.
And now we're going to play Nash from the Live Lounge earlier. So he did his single I Hate You, I Love You with Olivia O'Brien, and also did a cover of Beyonce Hold Up, which sounded pretty different complete with lush string quartet and piano accompaniment. But we're going to play the single now from the Live Lounge earlier, I Hate You, I Love You by Nash and Olivia O'Brien, sounding amazing.
And the R stands for Regina. What are you laughing at?
Here's the Live Lounge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So maybe I won bangers yesterday.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. Back on form. I've got a whole list of new ones to delight you with. 2:40, we'll get our bangers on. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. We don't know what each other has chosen, and you lot get to decide what's on.
No, you're quite confident about today's one. I've gone slightly pop, but I think it's a good song. Well, we'll see anyway. Look, we'll deal with that
roles,
in a bit.
It's like our roles have reversed.
I know, basically. Every now and then we switch it up.
Yeah. The great thing about today and Innuendo Bingo is that a lot of people that featured on the clips have been on saying that they enjoyed their shout-out.
Look at this one. Charlie Bloom has just tweeted Radio 1, right? You're thinking, Charlie Bloom?
Charlie Bloom.
And then she tweets, hey, I hear you guys are discussing my fuzzy balls, right? Just click on her Twitter profile. This is amazing. CEO of the Loyal, Nautic Cultural Society, but also winner of Britain's Best Bush.
No
2016.
Way. 2016.
Incredible.
I've got the clip here from earlier.
So if you've got really fuzzy balls or a great big bush, you can get in there and give it a really good trim.
So that lady's listening.
Yes.
Heard herself on Innuendo Bingo today. Check this out. The King's Troop RHA have been on. They are the saluting battery of Her Majesty's household.
Whoa.
Saying, nice to hear our commanding officer, Major Rob Skeggs, getting a shout out on Innuendo Bingo today.
That is nice.
Commanding officer, Major Robert Skeggs, once again riding Lucy Glitters, who's a real old pro. She's done the last 6 Queen's birthday parades.
How good that all these people are on today. It was an excellent one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Feeling kind of smug, but we're only, 2 days into bangers now. I did win yesterday, and that's the precedent I want to set for the rest of the week. Come on, Mills.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice idea. You're 1-0 up, but let's not forget, the week before you went away on holiday, you lost every day.
Yeah, and then I wasn't on them Friday, which is kind of like clean sweep, really.
Cheeky.
Hello, James.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
Gretna Green at the minute.
What are you doing there, please?
A bit of farming.
Bit of what farming?
Peat farming.
Peat farming. Composted.
Hello, farmers on the compost there. Yeah. Did you hear anyone at bingo earlier?
Yeah, it was great.
It was a good one today, wasn't it? It was good to have it back on. Now, who do you normally go for on bangers, James?
Normally go with Chris, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me see if I can tempt you with this bit of a banger today.
I don't like it. No, I love it.
Yes.
Ooh, jazzy.
Flo Rida.
Hey, now I'm glad to meet you.
He's done some bobbing songs, but this is one of his best. I don't like it. I love it. Not that old, but it would be good to hear it again, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's a funny choice. A bit like mine today, actually, Scott.
Okay, go on then.
Which is this?
Oh, wow.
Old school Cheryl. I would say old school. She only really had a couple of songs out, didn't she? Like good ones.
More than two.
And this was one of them.
This is a good one. I don't know what I'd do if I was James.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
I do normally go with Chris, but last year, Flo Rida was the summer tune for farming.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, but did you not hear that Cheryl song and think, do you know what? This is the perfect peat farming anthem.
She's never been on a farm.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Know. True, but don't hold that against her, James.
Chris, I don't think you've done too great today.
Mm. Oh, cheers, lad.
you normally are there, but...
I know, I agree. It was a weird one from me today. It was a little bit jazzy.
What are you thinking then? Too jazzy? What are you thinking?
I think, Scott, after going on holiday and writing your little list, I think you've nailed it.
Yes! That's me then, yeah?
Yeah.
Just wanted to check, because I have started the song. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go.
Yes, get in. 2-0 to me. Flo Rida, I don't like it. I love it.
I think that was a nice song to hear on Radio 1, but I think Cheryl should have been the one that was on. Just when I was hearing your banger, I was listening to it. I was thinking, it's fine.
Just fine.
Cheryl would have been a bit different, wouldn't it?
Okay.
But I didn't think he would be the right caller that would want that song particularly.
Right.
And then today he decides.
He does, and he did. I've got to... I slightly like to backtrack on what I said about Flo Rida having some bobbin songs. Because I've just had a look. He's had some tunes.
Yeah.
Low.
Well, has he had any rubbish ones?
I think Whistle wasn't his finest.
Yes, I agree with that.
Even Hello Friday. I don't know about that. GDFR, Going Down For Real, really good. Club Can't Handle Me Now, really good.
Do you know what I've not seen yet? It's a documentary all about the genius behind Flo Rida. You know, like an hour special.
Yeah.
Of it. You always get it with people like Adele.
You do.
Or you get it with Ed Sheeran. You get it with the Coldplays. Yeah. What about Flo Rida?
I agree, actually. Like, overlooked, I would say. Maybe we should do it on BBC iPlayer, you and me.
Good idea. The Scott
Mills Daily. You know what I like, Chris?
What?
I like it when listeners send emails to my inbox.
I know you do. You love it.
It's kind of one of my favourite things about working here at Radio 1, I would say.
Mm.
If you want to get in touch with us with any stories that you've got, my inbox is open wide for you.
Yeah, your inbox is open wide, but I tell you what you do. I don't know if we've talked about this on the radio yet. I imagine we have, because it is an annoyance here on the show. You rattle through the emails sometimes. Like, you've got to give them more care. We are getting some amazing stuff through to your inbox, and you're there just going, delete, 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 thinking that you're being efficient in going through it and cleaning it. But you're deleting people's stories.
Okay, so this is something that you've obviously all discussed while I'm not there.
Yeah.
And it's a problem, obviously.
It's a huge problem, because there's no point you coming on saying, I love it when you fill my inbox to everyone.
Okay.
And then delete everything that's in it.
All right, well, I'm just not even going to check them then. Huh?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying find a middle ground.
Okay. I get a lot of spam, though.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, in amongst that spam is the old gold, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You've got to be careful.
Okay, I promise I will. It's not the Susan Boyle newsletter. I still get that.
Yeah, delete that. But don't delete the listener's stories.
Okay. Anyway, email, and I won't delete you, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I think we've got a good one here. I didn't delete her. It's Leah. Hi.
Hi.
You okay?
Yes, thanks, you.
Yeah, good. Tell me what you said on the email.
Well, basically, my mum's been trying to get fit recently, so she got herself a personal trainer.
Okay, that's good.
But the personal trainer is one of my best friends.
Okay, and how did that come about then?
Well, I've known this girl for a really long time, and my mum was just trying to get fit, you know, New Year's resolution.
Was it your idea to put them in touch?
Well, not my idea as such. My mum just knew that I were friends with a personal trainer and asked me, and I thought it'd be okay. My mum's been going to sessions with her, and it was fine at first. But then my mum started getting involved in group chats within the group.
On the WhatsApps?
And on Facebook and everything.
Right.
And then she was getting invited on nights out and like round town and stuff as well. And now I feel like I'm being pushed out of the group by my mum.
Oh, no. So let me get this right. Because the personal trainer's your best friend, she's now becoming besties with your mum.
Yeah.
And you don't like it.
No, like my mum will come home and tell me gossip about the group that I don't even know.
Oh, no.
What's all that about?
It's awful.
So your mum, like, is hearing a lot of stuff before even you are?
Yeah, like, she'll go to a training session with my friend and she'll come back and tell me all the latest gossip and what's been happening and all the dynamics within the group. And I'm just like, oh, okay, where did you hear this? And she's like, oh, well, Lauren told me.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lauren.
Also, you know how girls talk, right?
Absolutely.
What about, like, when you get a boyfriend or whatever? Or have you got one?
No, I haven't, but I dread to even think what would happen then.
Yeah,
because they'll be chatting about it, and she'll know everything. Your mum will know everything.
I know I have to be really careful about what I do on nights out, because now my mum's getting invited to come with us. And so if I do anything slightly rebellious or something I wouldn't want to get back to my mum...
Well, it's going to.
I know. It's going to hit her first.
Your mum's going to see the pictures on the WhatsApp group.
Absolutely.
You'll see it all.
She'll see everything.
So has your mum been on a night out with the girls yet?
But she hasn't. Well, there was a birthday party on Friday that we all went to. My mum turned up for like 10 minutes to say hello to everyone, but luckily she was double booked, so she had to go. But she was supposed to be coming round town with us after.
Oh, what is going on here?
So some people do that, and it's actually quite sweet, right? If you have that kind of relationship with your parents. I don't. I can't watch a movie that's rated 15 or above with my parents.
No, same. I cannot.
I just can't deal with the awkwardness.
No. And I'd certainly never taken my mum clubbing, although some people do that. I don't think she'd like it.
We're such good friends, but, you know, at the same time, I don't really think she's up to, like, people younger than 20 going out with them. Mm.
It's like when you see, no disrespect, when you see, you know, groups of Hindus.
Yes.
And there's always one that's a bit tired. and a bit older than the rest.
I was in Brighton over the weekend, right? And Hindus and stag doos were really on. And especially Hindus, you notice it, the real assortment of people in the group.
Yes.
Because generally, I'm finding that with Hindus, there's a nice pleasant activity in the day.
Mm.
Especially compared to stag doos, I think. But generally, nice pleasant activity in the day. But in the evening's a leveller, isn't it, for everyone?
Yeah. And you can tell the older ones... especially if you're on a plane, if they're going somewhere on a plane, because there's loads of girls drinking Prosecco and then there's one with their mouth open asleep at the back.
Yeah.
It's quite sweet, though.
My mum is the tired, dated hen, definitely.
Oh, I didn't say that.
A tired, dated hen. That's such a good image.
With the slightly ruffled feathers.
I'm really enjoying this. Leo, are you right to stay on the phone and we'll chat a bit more after Philip George?
Yeah, definitely.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're chatting to Leah, who emailed scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with a slight issue. Leah's best mate is a personal trainer. Now, Leah's mum wanted to kind of get fit this year, so asked if she could use Leah's mate to train. The catch? Leah's mum and her personal trainer... best mate have now become best mates, and they keep messaging each other in group chats, and they even go out together, and now Leah is feeling left out. So where is this going to go from here, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's just going to carry on, because my mum's really, like, she's seeing loads of benefits of personal training, so it's something she's keeping up. So I think something started, a friendship has blossomed, and I'm going to get pushed out here.
Right.
Well, I think your best mate's very immoral in this situation. Don't you think all personal trainers should have to sign a confidentiality agreement?
Because what?
Because they hear everything, don't they? They're the one profession that gets all the gossip, all the news, and they can do what they want with it. You think that you can confide in your personal trainer, right? I don't reckon you can. Scott, you've got a personal trainer. I haven't got one, so I don't really know.
I could confide in him.
You think you could.
Are you saying all personal trainers are untrustworthy?
I'm saying that would be my suspicion.
Oh!
No, only because...
A whole profession there, just gone, like that.
The stereotype for me is loosely based around the fact that personal trainers will get off with your girlfriend or boyfriend if they're trained. That's right. I know there's exceptions to the rule, but that's the general sort of rule there is that will happen.
Mm.
And therefore, I'm not sure you should really be trusting them with.
So do you think my friend's going to get off with my mum?
I mean, it's possible.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying that necessarily, but what I am saying is, like, you know, get her to sign something, you know, some kind of disclosure.
A disclosure act.
No, you can't go sign this. You can't do that.
Sign this and like, keep the gossip away from your mum.
That would be quite useful. I don't know what's going to get to her.
So she's supposed to hand this person a form, is she? Sign this.
I just think personal trainers seem to be the one profession where they don't have to sign anything to say that they'll keep stuff to themselves. Doctors have to do it.
Not the same.
You can gossip however you'd like to a doctor. They're not allowed to repeat it.
True.
Do you know what I mean? But you never do. You never go into the doctors, do you, and say, oh, I'll tell you what, I've heard about...
Just not the right time or place, is it?
No.
Whereas with a personal trainer,
you
could.
And they will spill.
Is there anything else annoying you about this this new friendship between your mum and your mate, the personal trainer? Do they have, like, any in-jokes or anything?
Oh, they constantly have, like, inside jokes. Like, within the group chat, they'll put something that they've discussed, like they've had a joke about at the training sessions, and I'll just be there, like, clueless.
Right.
And it just makes you feel so left out. It's horrible.
You are what my gran would describe as a gooseberry in this situation.
I'm a third wheel.
Right. Well, now that you said it all on national radio, let me know how it unfolds from here.
Oh, God, yeah, I will.
Kind of forget that sometimes, don't you, that it's on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This has all just been on the radio, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You emailed me.
Sorry to any personal trainers that I may have offended.
Oh, backtracking now. Can you keep me up to date with this, please? I'm interested to know how this will continue.
Definitely will do.
Good to speak to you, Leah.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
Make sure you email me with developments.
As long as you don't delete it from your inbox.
I promise. Yay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Stephen's been on saying, I've just covered my work laptop in water after Stark backtracked on his PT comments. There was a very swift U-turn there, Chris, I noticed.
Well, I saw a message come in that actually we're going out in quite a lot of gyms right now.
Yeah, we are. So Kieran's been in touch. He says, you guys are on the speakers at our gym, absolutely slating personal trainers, and all of us personal trainers are now getting weird looks. Mm.
But you all know, don't you? Do you know what? I'm not going to backtrack.
No?
You all know what you're up to.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Exactly what I said.
Say
that you're...
You can't
trust
them.
The chances are you can't trust your personal trainer. Personal trainer will get off with your girlfriend or boyfriend if they can. And spill any gossip that they hear.
What you said about hairdressers?
Oh, hairdressers, yeah, that's true as well. They should sign something, shouldn't they?
No. We're on in a lot of salons right now, you know that.
It's true. Okay. They'll be the first to admit that they gossip.
They love a gossip. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And now on BBC Radio 1, when he wears his yellow coat, people yell out taxi. It's Charlie Slough.
Oh, God! Done already.
Hello, you all right?
How are you, mate? I missed you, Millsy, you know?
Yeah, you too. Do you like your introductions that I do?
I do. You get wittier every week. I can see you've taken
really
the time out to write that, yeah, and curate it.
You know, you call yourself best looking fat man in the universe. Mm-hmm. Is that still your catchphrase?
It's still there. I'm still fat.
Yeah, but so...
Still good looking.
You are good looking.
Thanks, man.
So I'd like to give you like a little build up every week.
Thanks, man.
I think it's good, yeah. How's things with you, please?
Yeah, amazing, thanks. You know, out here living life, living the dream, and then we die.
Busy. That's what he means. He's very busy.
Just actually come back from filming my new TV show.
Oh gosh, what's that, please?
Please say it's like Bargain Hunt or something like that.
No, it's really good. I can't give away too much, but it's really good.
It's an Urban Homes Under the Hammer.
Oh,
is it? Is it? Oh, there's a whiff of so it's a property show.
Property. Is it? Didn't you do one before, like Charlie Sloth's Sick Cribs or something?
Fat pads.
Yeah, that was decent. But this one's a bit bigger. I've stepped up in the world.
Are you going round people's houses again?
Yes.
Is it through the keyhole?
No.
Hip hop.
That would be good.
With sheds?
No.
I love the shed.
Through the keyhole.
No.
That would be great.
No. There's actually some information available online about it, but I can't get into
you
too
can't
much
say.
Information.
All right, but we reckon it's a property show then. How exciting.
Yeah, really exciting.
And that's on soon, is it?
Yeah, soon, yeah. 5 days a week.
Is it?
Whoa. Primetime TV.
Is it?
Whoa. Like, what do you mean, though? Like, what?
When you say primetime?
Daytime. Do you mean, like...
Not daytime.
Just after Loose Women?
No. I can't give away too much. I'm getting trouble.
Right. All right, cool. Let's do today's Real or No Real.
Canadian rapper Drake has agreed to change his personalised number plate to LO5ER after losing a bet on the NBA to fellow rapper French Montana.
Love that.
It's a bit like a loser.
It does spell loser with a five. So Drake has now got to change his number plate to loser because he lost the bet. With French Montana.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Drake can do anything and get away with it. Drake is Drake. There's nothing he can do wrong right now.
Wasn't French Montana off of one of the Kardashians?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Courtney.
Doing a thing.
He was doing a thing with Courtney.
Was he?
Yes, I do believe so.
Oh, that's it. It's Courtney.
That would be an expensive number plate as well, because that one's probably been taken.
Even
ones
though
like
it says
that.
Loser?
Yeah. Even ones like that, they'll still be...
I quite like that, because, you know, the sympathy vote is always a great in. Oh, you're not a loser, babe. Ah, well, you know, I mean...
I am a loser.
I am. My friend said I am.
You're not a loser.
You're not a loser, babe. You're amazing. Well, you say I am.
Look at my hats and things I wear. I am a loser.
Wait, are you directing this at me?
No,
now?
Doing a role play.
Okay, right. I've heard you're good at that.
That was weird. But I kind of enjoyed it. So, Drake, his loser number plate is happening because of French Montana and the bet he lost. Real or no real?
This is real.
Oh, right.
Real, then.
That one is no real.
Oh, wait a minute!
Well, also, like, you should know this.
I should know this.
This is your manner.
But I thought that did happen.
No, it didn't happen.
Okay, so what's the truth?
Okay,
story?
Here's what happened. So Drake isn't changing his personalised number plate after losing a bet to French, but he does owe him a lot of money after betting on the NBA Finals against him. $60,000. Wow. That's the kind of money you blow in a night, isn't it?
Sometimes a little bit more, to be honest. If we're talking about Sterling.
Don't know.
I'm not talking about a footballer Sterling either.
And next.
For cat owners who want to give their feline friend everything, Pinot Meow is a new type of non-alcoholic wine for cats.
Pinot Meow. I was in America last week and I saw this amazing shop which had cakes for dogs in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice ones probably as well.
Yeah, have you got a dog, Millsy?
No.
No. You haven't got any pets, have you?
No.
Have you got any pets?
I had a goldfish.
That's not a pet, is it?
Well, it is a pet to him.
Is it?
Yeah,
but I know what
Scott's
you mean. It's
never had a pet, have you? You've had to look after pets in the past.
I have.
Really? How did that pan out?
Well, there was an incident with some red wine and a white dog.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It got the red wine.
That was all fine. Everything got sorted.
It got sorted in the end.
Yeah, did you get the red wine out?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you use? Vanish?
No,
Wine away.
Sorry.
You seek professional help and it was all sorted. Yes, everyone was fine.
That's right. And
everything
the dog's was
fine.
Still
everyone's
white again.
Happy. Mm. All good.
So Pinot Meow is a new type of non-alcoholic wine for cats.
You say
non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic wine. Are we saying that this is just water? In a bottle.
I don't know.
And then they can sell it for lots
fizzy,
more money.
Surely it'd be fizzy though, right?
These cakes I saw though were incredible, like cupcakes for dogs. So I think it's entirely possible.
But what was the difference between the cupcakes for dogs and just normal cupcakes, nice cupcakes?
Yeah,
was it made with dog food?
Yeah, no, but
like
it's
beef,
made...
Beef cupcakes?
No, they were sweet ones, but obviously no chocolate because dogs not allowed to have chocolate.
Exactly.
Dogs aren't allowed to have chocolate?
No.
Why?
I know, they're just not.
Really?
It's really bad for them,
Is it?
That's right.
It's really bad for them. Imagine that, Charlie, life without chocolate.
I feel terrible right now. I feel awful.
Well, no.
I'm not even going to... Let's not talk about it.
No, but then...
I feel awful.
You can get, like, doggy chocolate things, which are actual for dogs,
like,
designed for dogs
Mars
with different
bars,
ingredients. No.
They can't
none
have
of
any
that.
Of it. No.
None of that.
No.
Sorry, Nan.
So, Pinot Meow. Non-alcoholic wine for cats. I mean, I can't help but feel this is a con for more money, but I'm going to go real on this one.
Yeah, this is definitely real.
That one is real.
Obviously not a con at all. It's very nice. Pinot Meow, made up of organic catnip and water.
Catnip, what's that?
It makes the cats go crazy, innit?
Serious?
You've not seen it.
Is that a real thing?
Have you not seen a cat on catnip? Well. They go crazy.
Yeah. Cats go mad for it.
Really? What is it?
I don't know, it's just nip, isn't it?
For cats.
It's a nip.
Right, you just shake it on things and they'd go and like run around the room like, whoa! Seriously, try it.
Wait, anyway, would you try catnip?
No, don't try catnip.
Oh, no.
So it's coloured with beetroot juice, so it looks like a nice glass of red wine, so you can now enjoy a nice non-alcoholic tipple with your cat
That's
if
ridiculous.
You choose.
That is so ridiculous.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10, Charlie got 10.
That's that then.
Sure.
What's on today on your show on One Extra, which is happening in 8 minutes?
Today's show is going to be out of this world. Now, go back to your childhood, yeah? When you was into wrestling, WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Today on the show, man has got The Undertaker from WWE and Hulk Hogan on the show.
Get out.
Why would it be out?
Get out.
Why are you willing me out for? I didn't even tell
you. Is your new show called Through the Cake Hole?
Rude! Why are you reading me out for?
Someone just asked. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow, 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Listen live or get this podcast to catch up. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.